We have some house cleaning to do. Ethan handed the clipboard to Morgan as they walked along the trail of yellow squares cast by the early morning sunlight through the rough-cut windows of the stone corridor. Morgan flipped a page of the notepad clamped to the board. I suppose it comes as no surprise that there are a great many unhappy citizens under our roof. And outside our walls. But we're not here to make friends, we're here for the resources. And I don't want any lurking threats. Have the potential agitators relocated, where they can't interfere. Morgan tapped his thumb against one of the names next to which the captain had placed a blood-red mark. I see Caretaker Dykstra did not earn his freedom for long. As we know, most men, even that little shit, won't let go of their power so easily. I want him out of the way before he can make trouble. It appears he may have the ear of the mayor, who sounds like he wouldn't be above a little bloodshed. We don't need that extra complication while we're settling in. And if he's already engaged the mayor for help, then we'll put Frank on the job. Ethan tugged on the bottom of each glove. At that point, we'd have to silence any hostiles before they show up at our door, and that'll need to be done quietly. We don't want to draw more attention than necessary. The sergeant does indeed have a special affinity for such matters. No shit. Ethan remembered the last time he had seen the burly Russian use the garrote wire he kept coiled at his belt. When in Frank's hands, the weapon could turn an act of strangulation into one of decapitation, which never failed to impress. By the by, Morgan said as he raised the list again and flipped a page, who, pray tell, is Sven, the brewer who strains beer through his socks? Ethan suppressed a smile at Vanessa's deadpan quip from the prior morning. Just another expendable. I would say so, for any injustice against a pint, Morgan muttered as he turned the corner in unison with Ethan. That reminds me, I have another assignment for you. Ethan smoothed his mask down his throat with a hand. Meet me up on the eastern battlements this evening. I need help killing off a bottle of Old Forester. A double funeral with your liver, no doubt. Morgan let the pages fall back into place on the clipboard. Why you insist upon carting around that carcinogen, I'll never fathom. Relax. It won't do any damage to those pretty boy abs you're so proud of. This particular temple takes discipline. Morgan knocked a fist against his ribs. Unlike you, I prefer to perfect my body, not pickle it. Oh, please, you know you love the stuff, you limey bastard. I will admit I've developed a certain tolerance of the spirit in moderation. Morgan said in his typical droll tone, though bourbon is the bore to its betters. Gin is the liquor of his majesty, whose palate is above reproach. Fucking spare me. I'd rather smash my last bottle of booze over my skull than listen to you extol the virtues of the latest ruling prick. A sovereign to whom the Welsh still bow. The Welsh don't bow, caused only by an exaggerated sense of self-importance. Ethan looked at him sharply.
Bwete fe got you.
Really? Morgan flipped a page on the notepad to scan through it. I believe you'd already informed me earlier this morning that I should eat your shit. Lack of imagination is apparently a persistent Welsh trait. Ethan snatched the clipboard away from him.
Tulldon pubsice.
All of us assholes indeed. Morgan grabbed the clipboard back. My countrymen should be sainted for having to endure your people's gibberish. I understand your babble only because you have yet to recall more than 5 phrases in our nearly 5 years' acquaintance.
At least the Welsh are proud of our heritage, and we don't try to pretend we're more posh than we are, eh, Jesse?
Ethan smiled when Morgan's face darkened like a solar eclipse. What did you call your gang of teenage lowlives again? Rusty knockers, or royal cocksuckers, or some shit? With a flash of white teeth, Morgan banished the shadow from his features. Better to ask the Welsh female population. They seldom forgot the name when eagerly seeking out our low-life affection. Ethan gave him a hard stare as they walked. You know, you're one high and mighty remark away from losing your Old Forester privileges. Morgan ran a hand down the front of his burgundy-hued vest. The signature 100 variety?
What else?
Then I shall clear my diary accordingly.